CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm your host, Kelly Nikki. And on today's show, we have a very special guest. We got Sky Richard here. He is a local artist who recently has helped with a mural in the Spence neighborhood that was just unveiled this past Tuesday. It's located at 555 Spence Street. It's where the Pregnancy and Family Support Services and the Spence Street Thrift Shop is. And it is a mural that is depicting the multiculturalness and the sense of diversity in the community with people with some traditional Native images. And we're going to let Sky describe the mural more.
Good day.
Hello. Sort of at a loss for terms for it, but
those are all great terms.
But a more visual way to see this right now, if you're near a computer, the mural is actually located on themuralsofwinnipeg.com, and you can look it under Sky Richard's name, and the mural will be located there. Or after the show, you can take a walk to down Spence Street, 555, to check it out as well. But thank you for coming on the show, Sky.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for inviting me, Kelly.
Oh, no problem. So how about we talk a little bit about the mural, like what's featured on the mural?
Well, we completed recently a very large-scale mural in the Spence neighborhood. It's quite an accomplishment for them. It's really brightened up a corridor there. For the children on their way to school, I suppose, and the Pregnancy and Family Support Services. Essentially, we coordinated a volunteer effort and created a mural featuring the surrounding community to try to enhance the community and promote at the same time the efforts of the center.
And I understand that you had volunteers help you out with this project as well. What did you get them to help out with?
The volunteers... They actually worked with me to design and paint the entire mural.
And are these volunteers from the Pregnancy Support Service that helped to sponsor this project, or are they from the neighborhood?
We got a great variety of volunteers. There was a couple of agencies providing supplies and volunteers, and thankfully I was able to gather them right from the community during the time that we painted.
And you had quite a few when we were talking before. How many did you have throughout that whole time?
Oh, I would say I must have gotten at least a dozen different artists to work on the piece with me, and an untold number of volunteers.
So how did you first get involved with this project?
I had received sort of promoting myself as an artist locally with some exhibitions. People had known about previous works that I had done in the community. I worked on a mural in 2002 for the Spence Neighborhood Association, and that was the largest painting I had done at the time, and that was like 8 feet high and 30 feet across. So that received some really great reviews, and people loved it. So people remembered it. That painting is now in the RIP section of the Murals of Winnipeg site. They covered it up. They renovated the building. It's still available to be seen and viewed, though, so that's really great news. And people remembered it, so they remembered my reputation, I suppose, as a muralist, and they invited me.
It's a really neat website. I got to mention the murals of Winnipeg, and I didn't even know about this mural
until you
mentioned the rest
in
peace section.
Thanks, Bob. Totally.
And you were touching on a little bit about this in the beginning, but how has the mural affected the neighborhood since it's been completed?
In amazingly... good ways. That entire corridor was once littered with trash and graffiti, and I think people avoided it. It was a sort of sad place to look at, and now it's covered with really bright colors. The people are all smiling. There's birds and trees and grass and flowers, and the number of people that are walking past there now is it's continuing to grow. The people just love walking past there now. I could barely find time to paint sometimes from the number of people that wanted to stop and chat with me.
And the project took over 2 years to complete. Does that mean that you were also painting in the winter, or did you take sort of a break in between then?
Oh, yeah, we only worked in the summertime. We were always conscious of the weather. There was a few volunteers that made it through the rainy days, so extra special thanks to them for sure.
And we were talking about this before, but you said that this whole mural was freestyled. There wasn't really a rough copy of it beforehand.
We didn't actually have that much time to create the concept. I was lucky just to have a number of artists who were part of the volunteers, and we gathered images from the internet. We actually Googled some multicultural imagery, and we worked from those to sort of fuse them together with some original concepts, and that's what we worked with.
And lately, you know, for the past few years, there's always been kind of a debate about, you know, arts funding. And, you know, what, like, how does art really benefit people? You know, is it kind of a waste of time? Is it a waste of money? Or do people really even care about it? And in your own opinion, what would you say to, you know, to people that say that, you know, oh, this mural is just a mural, or, you know, art doesn't mean anything to people?
Oh, there's an amazing amount of opportunities for the artists and the community. That entire community has been enhanced from the murals that they've been doing for the last, like, 4 or 5 years. The businesses are gathering support of the people who are walking up and down the streets, and even the artists themselves, now that I invited them to do the mural, they become part of the Murals of Winnipeg site as well, and that they gather a reputation as artists, as muralists, as people working in their communities. So the entire community is getting to be a better place as a result. People are noticing all of the work that people are putting into it, and the artists. And truthfully, when I look around at some of the rest of these neighborhoods, the Spence neighborhood is still the role model that I have to present.
What are some of the challenges that you faced during the process of doing this mural with the volunteers?
The volunteers actually, they put in amazing amounts of effort and encouragement. I would have given them even more time and more wall space, and probably would have tried to pay them. We had pop and chips. That's always the best. Some cookies. I would have given them a lot more chances to maybe letters of reference if they were interested.
Do you hope to be working more with the Spence neighborhood in the future when it comes to murals or bettering the community?
Oh, absolutely. This is my second mural. This second mural is actually 2 times the size of the first mural. So I'm ready for a very large-scale project, whether that'll be in the Spence neighborhood or not. Yeah, that's sort of up to them, I suppose. There's many available walls to the rest of the artists, too.
And definitely, and by networking and this mural up, you know, they know your name. And I think it's definitely, from what I've seen, it definitely looks, it's right in the neighborhood substantially.
You can see it from all the way down the street. Yeah, it's really great.
Well, thank you for coming on to the show, Sky.
Thank you, Kelly.
And you can check out that mural at 555 Spence Street, or you can go on to themuralsofwinnipeg.com and look for Sky Richard under the artist search to look up the mural. We'll be taking a quick little musical break. We'll be right back on Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. Here's a little bit of The Heavy.